Up next, Flora Lichtman is here, our video producer. Welcome, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
You've got our pick of the week, which is at sciencefriday.com. Our new video pick this week is about...
birds.
Birds. We all love birds.
If you didn't get enough bird action last week during our migration blowout, there's more.
There's more.
So we were up in Ithaca last week to do this remote show.
Right.
And as a little field trip, we went out with one of our guests, David Bonter, who works. He's an ornithologist at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. And he took us to Braddock Bay Bird Observatory, which is this beautiful spot right on Lake Ontario. And it's actually this converted hot dog stand. It used to be a hot dog stand in the 50s, so it really looks like...
It is. Your video shows it. It really does look like they're selling ice cream out a window with it.
And it's kind of keeps its social tradition even to this day, although there are no hot dogs. Now it's filled with birds. Mm-hmm. So we went to this banding station and learned about how this team of volunteers bands the birds and also why the birds love this spot on Lake Ontario.
They fly. That's why the station was put there.
That is why the station is there. It's kind of interesting. So, you know, birds migrate for thousands of miles, but how do they decide to stop in one place over another?
It's not the hot dog stand. That was the
It's the equivalent of the hot dog stand for birds.
That's right.
That's kind of the amazing thing. So they're flying over Lake Ontario. They're coming from the north. They're these little tiny songbirds. So one of the birds we see in the video is a golden-crowned kinglet, which is about the weight of a couple of coins in your pocket, just teeny tiny. And it goes, you know, all the way over across this lake, and it stops here because, first of all, it needs to take a break after going across giant Lake Ontario, but also because it's a really great spot for food. So Bonter, this ornithologist, describes different types of migration stops. So imagine you're on a road trip. There's the, you know, pull off the side of the road rest stop.
Right.
You're desperate. You have to have a coffee. You just have to pull off. Braddock Bay is not this.
Unless you're a bird.
Unless you're a bird, except that it also has all these other amenities. And so he sort of describes it as the full service restaurant of stops.
Wow. We're talking with Flora Lichtman on our video pick of the week this hour on Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow, suggesting that you surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com where the video is up there. And what extra stuff did you have since the last time you put our video up there? What do we see in this video?
That you didn't... this is a two-part series.
Two-part series. The first one was terrific, and those birds are cute.
They remain cute in the second video, too. Well, I think one of the things is seeing what a full-service restaurant looks like for a bird. Mm. You know, so it's really a beautiful spot that's worth taking a look at. And then also seeing all of these kind of citizen scientists do really technical things on these birds. Yeah. Like they take blood and it was pretty amazing.
Now you also are here to tell us about the results of a survey we asked people to help us out, right?
Yes. So going back in a few weeks, we had a video about these researchers who made a tiny river in their lab.
Oh, yeah.
And we asked our audience... come up with a better title than what I had come up with, which many people did. I mean, really, lots of better titles. But we have our top five.
Now, this was a tiny. Imagine if you saw from the air a video of the Mississippi and shrunk it down. This is what they actually made in their 100-foot laboratory, right?
Yeah. So it's just a scaled down.
And we need a name for this kind of river. And we asked them, and you came up with your top five. Number five.
Number five, thanks to Greg Good, is the Mini Me. Meandering River.
Mini Meandering River.
So I think this is a takeoff of Mini Me, which if you've seen Austin Powers, you know what I'm talking about. And also meandering, because it's the type of river is meandering river. That's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Flora is the judge of this. So
it appeals to me. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Number four.
Number four. A river runs through Sprout. And this is thanks to Kip. And the reason why this one is good is because the greenery on this river is alfalfa sprouts.
Oh, yes. I forgot. A river runs through sprout. Oh, okay.
Thanks, Kip. Pretty good.
Okay. Number three.
I really like this one, although it's a little off topic. It's sedimentally yours.
Oh, I get it.
That's right. It's unidentified, the person making this comment, but I think... if I were a geologist, I would always sign my email sedimentally yours.
Sedimentally yours. Cool.
Okay, runner up for number one, so we're now at number two, is the Rio Smalle.
Just like the river.
Just like the Grande, but Smalle. And here we are, getting ready for number one.
Number one. Wait, we need a... There we go. The bell is the number one pick.
Number one pick, and a few people did this. It's in the same vein. It's the Mini-Sippi.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
The Mini-Sippi.
The Mini-Sippi.
Is it easier to spell?
I think there's...
You're missing a few S's.
Yeah, right.
The Mini-Sippi. And if you want to see our video pick of the week with birds, are we going to put these results up there on our website?
Yeah, you know, I think we will... We'll put the Mini-Sippi up there as number one.
As number one, the winner, and maybe we can send them some old news copy or something.
Yeah, I'm sure they really want that.
They really, you could autograph it and send it out.
I'm sure they can live without that.
Okay, Flora, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ira.
Flora Lichtman, our video producer with the video pick of the week, and thank you for your help, everybody out there, in choosing that name. That's about all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Christopher Taliata, senior producer Annette Heist, Charles Berquist, our director. Flora is our producer for digital media. Laura Pelcher, our SciArts producer. Shelley Du Bois is our Spanish language producer. Neil Rausch, our technical director and at the controls here in New York. We also had help in Second Life from Lynn Cullins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. Surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. We've got that video up there, those cute birds, and them having a good time getting weighed and measured and all kinds of stuff and getting a little bit of food on their long flights. Also, we're Twittering and tweeting and podcasting and everything that we do in our social media on Science Friday. Have a great weekend. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.